Okay, we had to turn the tape over, and Mr. Miller's just telling me about South Lyon and the planned industrial corridor. And you were talking about South Lyon just being a sleepy community, and now what's happened to it today?
Well, there's a lot of building going on out there. Not so much industrial, but residentially speaking, the population density has increased considerably in the past few years, and people are still buying and building out there because there's a nice rural atmosphere, and yet they're close to big industry in the big city and that sort of thing. You can get in there and get out of there quickly. Mm-hmm. And with the advent of 275 and 996, 994, people are right in between these things. Mm-hmm. And they can go either direction and get on these fast interstates. So places like from the Proving Grounds up near Milford, right on down through, they're sweeping these little towns, and the population density is really increasing there.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't, there are some subdivisions and such, but I'm really speaking of the little individual landowners that own anywhere from 3 acres up to 30 or 40.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they own maybe more than that. But usually they come in on 10, 20 acres, and there's just any number of residents that are coming in every year, new people coming in. The result is that the agricultural areas that were prevalent back a few years ago don't exist anymore out there. It's unusual to find a farmer who actually makes a living from the land.
Right.
You find quite a few horse farms and
things
like that, but that's a totally different area.
Well, I assume the horse farms, one of the reasons for their continued existence is Northfield Downs.
Yes, but they would still be there if Northfield Downs would go away.
Okay.
Northfield Downs had a great deal to do with them starting up in the first place.
Right.
But now there's so much racing that these people need areas for training and boarding their horses out and breeding and such.
Right.
And so they've sprung up around the Lyon Township, Northfield Township, and of course Northville. There's many, many, many tracks. When you start driving around in the rural areas, you'll run across a track every now and then, a training
mm-hmm.
track.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
now you moved here in 1941, and now here we are in June of 1989. You've seen a lot of changes. Okay, and of course, in your interest and involvement in the Economic Development Corporation, you've seen a lot of changes, some of which you perhaps feel not so good. What's your general impression of Northfield today as Northfield and Northfield Township today as opposed to what it was when you first moved here?
Well, it was a quiet, sleepy little burg when we first moved here, and of course, it was a whole different world, and one that children born since then would hardly recognize. People used to work 5.5 days a week. Was a pretty common thing back then. And on Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, they'd come into town and buy their groceries, and their cars would be parked along the street. People come and set their groceries in the open window of the car and walk away and be gone for a couple of hours, and no one ever thought of anything like stealing something. But you got so you knew just about everybody in town. If you were a stranger one day, you weren't a stranger the next day, because people would stop and talk with you and find out where you're from. And of course, the fact that we had a 5-year-old daughter that was very cute and pretty at that time didn't happen. Hurt us any,
mm-hmm.
because everybody stopped and wanted to talk to her. But it was wonderful on Saturday evening to come in and do your shopping and pick up a Sunday paper and talk with all your neighbors and see what's going on. And it was a real different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, we know that part has changed a whole lot. And there's such a big difference in the people themselves. I remember when we first came to town, the banker had told me that don't ever think that you're going to be one of the boys around town after you've been here for a few years. He said, because I've been here 7 years, and I'm still considered a stranger. And but, you know, that changed so much as so many new people came in. Pretty soon the mix was much more new than
mm-hmm.
old.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the attrition that naturally comes about took care of the older generations for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
It's altogether different now. And, of course, it's easy to say, you know, I'd like the good old days to come back, but I can remember some pretty lean days back then.
Oh, sure.
That don't exist anymore.
Sure.
And I don't know what the trade-off would be, but sometimes you wish that we had those kind of days again, and other times you're darn glad we don't.
Sure. Well, as kind of a closing statement, I assume, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you're still here in Northville, so I assume you feel that Northville's still a nice place to live.
I certainly do. Wherever I drive, now this is a very personal viewpoint, but wherever I drive or walk, I see work that I've done over the years, and it's very satisfying to do that. The street trees of Northville, since the year 1950, we've been the only ones, the company that I formed, have been the only ones that ever worked in the trees here.
Mm-hmm.
And we planted lots of trees from the one company and took care of them with the other company. And,
mm-hmm.
and that's one of the things that's real nice for me. But I think the Northville community is a unique community, and it's one that we nurtured very carefully to see that it didn't get cluttered up with a lot of small business areas and industrial things that would be not a credit to the community. And that is basically why the community is clean from Napier Road through to Haggerty Road, and from 8 Mile down to 5. You don't find, you find very few areas zoned industrial unless they were already there, like along the railroad track, or you don't find gas stations and places where they have wrecked cars and car parks, nor do you find, and I probably shouldn't say this, but you don't find trailer homes in the township. And it's because we made the restrictions on them so good that they couldn't afford to come in for the most part. If they did come in, we'd be proud of them because they would be really nice units.
Mm-hmm.
And at one time, the place that is now the Highland Shopping Center, the man was ready to take us to court because he couldn't put a trailer park in there.
You want to put a trailer park in the Highland Lake Shopping Center?
Well, the Highland Lake Shopping Center wasn't there.
Oh, I see.
That was his first choice.
I see.
Okay. The trailer park.
Yeah.
But he finally put it in the shopping center instead. Hmm. He was a builder from out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what I can think of offhand at the moment, but I do think very strongly that, believe very strongly that we had a profound influence on the development of the community by being as strict as we were on zoning and planning and the appeals board. We didn't give ground on it just because somebody wanted to change.
Mm-hmm.
We gave it only if we felt it was would be a long-term benefit to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And we stuck to our guns on that, and it worked out.
Well, I guess if you happen to see the article, I believe it was in last Sunday's Free Press about zip code 48167 and the fact that Northville, in terms of resale of property, is number one now in this area.
Yeah.
As compared to Grosse Pointe, Bloomfield, Birmingham, Northville is a very desirable place to live. So I think that bears out what you've been saying, that it was a part of a grand plan that to keep Northville a very desirable place.
Yes, I'm sure that you're right on that. I can recall sitting on the board so many times and thinking how they're being too strict. Mm-hmm. Out there. I came out here and was able to start a small business. And now people can't do that the same way I did,
mm-hmm.
nor could they build a small home and get into it like I did.
Mm-hmm.
But then we can see around us communities where they have not had restrictions, and we can see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a result of being very strict
mm-hmm.
on what they would permit. And so it's... it's like I mentioned earlier, it's kind of hard sometimes to look and see how strict they are on allowing these things to come about and how easily it was for me to come in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just it's just what happens when the population density takes such a sharp turn upward as it did in this community.
Well, with the growth along that 275 corridor.
Yes.
Okay, we've turned the tape off because of the telephone, and what we're talking about just before I turned it back on was the phenomenal growth out here with the 275 corridor running north and south and then hooking into Interstate 96. The growth out here has just been out of sight, both residential and commercial, and I was just asking Mr. Miller about this growth, and he said that some of the thinking about this went back to the 1960s. Do you want to expand on that a little bit?
Well, yes. although I was never a member of the Northwest Planning Council, people on the Planning Commission in such places as Northville were invited sometimes to attend these meetings, and I was invited and attended some of them. And it became apparent through all the discussions we had that this type of development would come sooner or later, but none of us ever anticipated anything like the subdivisions that are coming in now with these very, very expensive homes. We were just fighting for more to keep pockets of little pockets developing that would not be a credit to the community.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to prevent that and to promote good growth. And it certainly worked, as you can see the results today. Every time you drive through the township, it's very it's very clean of any unsightly developments and that sort of thing. The gravel pits were the worst scourge of the land that we had, because they go in and throw up big mounds of waste and such. And until we finally got it under control, which Thompson's was one of the very first ones.
Thompson?
Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. because they were newer and they were growing along with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we wouldn't let them open up new areas until they would agree to adhere to the new zoning regulations, which mm-hmm. called for them to return their spoil to the area and keep the thing so that there was no precipitous differences in grade.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, places where people could get hurt, kids,
mm-hmm.
and so on. They had to return all that spoil and to seed it,
mm-hmm.
and so forth, so it wasn't unsightly. Otherwise, Highland Lakes was one of the worst places you could ever imagine for anybody wanting to build a subdivision. But these people came in and did quite a commendable job on it, really.
You're talking about the builder now, Levitt? The builder that developed Highland Lakes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think that all of the groundwork that we laid from the early 50s, I came on the board when the township was operating on an interim zoning ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
They never had one to amount to anything before.
Mm.
And so it took us about 6 years to develop a zoning ordinance that was really comprehensive.
Mm.
And of course, things started moving along about that time, so it wasn't any time until that zoning ordinance was obsolete and they needed a new one.
Huh.
And we were always making changes and adding to. It was very interesting, and I think it had a profound effect upon my thinking. Because people have a tendency to each of them like to feel that they can do whatever they want to on their own land.
Mm.
And that's just fine if you're living in Nevada or someplace like that, where the population density isn't very, doesn't amount to very much.
Right.
But when you get into areas like Northville Township, where we're so close to a great metropolitan area, you better develop it properly,
right,
or you're going to have a big mess on your hands, and that's what we're trying to do.
Okay.
And of course the gravel pits, they were fighting us tooth and nail all the time and threatening to take us to court because they couldn't do the things that they wanted to do always.
Mm-hmm.
And they hated this having to put money in escrow. That was one of the things that we did, was make them put, for every yard of gravel that went out of there, we made them put some in escrow.
Mm-hmm.
for rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the best things we ever did. Of course, we did it a little bit late.
Yeah.
But these things were in existence before we even started, where Highland Lakes is now. And Northville Sand and Gravel also. But of course, that's developing now into this Blue Heron Point, which is a very good use for that land.
Yes.
So they're coming out all right on it.
Yeah.
And I expect that the Thompson holdings west of there will be somewhat similar.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this has been an interesting interview. And I recall on our telephone conversation, you said to me, "I can tell you all I know in 5 minutes." And I think we found that's not to be the case, but
well,
I do appreciate the time you spent with me.
There's lots of things that I don't recall right on the spur of the moment like
sure.
this. That,
sure.
That I, from my personal standpoint, I have enjoyed every minute of the time I've been in Northville, and we both Elva and I, came to love Northville, and
mm-hmm.
never wanted to leave it.
Mm-hmm.
Although I go away in the winter, we both went away in the winter for a number of years.
Sure,
but Northville is home.
Yes. Well, that's a fitting close to the interview, and thanks to you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.